It's 11 trivia questions on weird facts, where I give you a weird fact-based question and four possible answers to it. This is Trivia with Buds. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host with the most, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. It is all about weird facts today. So this is from a book I got of interesting facts from the library that I've been sprinkling in to live trivia nights and the podcast a bit over the last month or so. So I took 11 facts from the book and I kind of whipped them into questions with four possible answers. It's going to be a ton of fun, especially if you like multiple choice and trying to guess questions that most people probably don't know the answers to. If you like trivia, you should check out some other trivia podcasts like the Trivial Warfare podcast with Jonathan Oakes. That's a great one. Also, Pod Quiz is a really fun one by James in the UK. And I am featured on this week's episode in a guest round on the 90s. So check out Pod Quiz wherever podcasts are found. That one's been running for 730 episodes weekly for like 12 or 13 years, which is insane. But check that out if you can. Hit subscribe on your device to get new episodes from my show every single day. And it's always a ton of fun. Sometimes I record live episodes. Sometimes I ask questions like today, where I'm just sitting down in my backyard and recording. Sometimes I have a guest on. Somebody that is in the world of pop culture, or an actor, or an entertainer, or just a friend. And we go back and forth battling in questions, or sometimes they ask me questions, or I just ask them questions. But it's a ton of fun. Sometimes it's interview-based, and we get to know that person quite a bit. So check that out. Also, be on the lookout for some guest rounds with my beautiful wife, Ashley Starling Buds. She'll be doing a Anne Rice novels and a Scrubs episode, and she'll be taking over the airwaves of this show for at least two episodes in the next couple of weeks. If you want to take over the airwaves, I would love for you to do that. You could do that like my friend in Australia is going to do. His name is Luke, and he's working on a round right now, and he'll be the first person that takes over the show. So if you want to do that and you want more info on how to make the show your own for a day, go and email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. All right, without any further ado, we're going to jump into 10 questions plus a bonus question on weird facts. These are all multiple choice. Here we go. All right, here we go. Question number one, weird facts. The boss of the planes, that's in quotation marks, the boss of the planes was a type of what? Was it a hat, a pistol, a tractor, or a locomotive? Number one, the boss of the planes was a type of hat, pistol, tractor, or locomotive. Question number two, a camel's hump contains mostly what? Is it water, fat, bone, or air? Number two, a camel's hump contains mostly water, fat, bone, or air. Question number three, which of the following companies is not a trademarked name? Is it Spandex, Pyrex, Windex, or Rolodex? Number three, which of the following companies is not a trademarked name? Spandex, Pyrex, Windex, or Rolodex? Question number four, Blondie's Call Me was the theme song to what Richard Gere film? Is that Runaway Bride, American Gigolo, An Officer and a Gentleman, or Breathless? Number four, Blondie's hit song Call Me was the theme song to which Richard Gere film? Runaway Bride, American Gigolo, An Officer and a Gentleman, or Breathless? Question number five, what is Tiger Woods' actual first name? Is it Elmer, Eldrick, Eldridge, or Elroy? Number five, what is Tiger Woods' actual first name? Elmer, Eldrick, Eldridge, or Elroy? Question number six. On your weird fact list, what computer software company introduced the first PostScript language for graphics and text? Was that Apple, IBM, Adobe, or Lotus? Number six, what computer software company introduced the first PostScript language for graphics and text? Was that Apple, IBM, Adobe, or Lotus? Number seven, Charles Darwin's editor thought the origin of species was too obscure. Instead, he told him to write a book about what? Was it pigeons, bricks, farms, or umbrellas? Number seven, Charles Darwin's editor thought the origin of species was too obscure. Instead, he told him to write a book about pigeons, bricks, farms, or umbrellas. Question number eight, weird facts. In the 1950s, 3D films were known as what? Was it Creep Fests, In Depthers, Funky Visions, or Deepies? Number 8, in the 1950s, 3D films were known as creepfests, in-depthers, funky visions, or deepies. Question number 9, the word school comes from the ancient Greek for free time, workday, lunch, or exodus. Number 9, the word school comes from the ancient Greek for free time, workday, lunch, or exodus. Number 9. Question number 10, a lethal dose of chocolate for a human would be how many Hershey's bars? Is it 15, 30, 40, or 90 Hershey bars? Number 10, a lethal dose of chocolate for a human would be how many Hershey's bars? 15, 30, 40, or 90? And for 2 points, if you're playing along at home, how old did Elizabeth Taylor live to be? Was it 69, 79, 89, or 99? How old did Elizabeth Taylor live to be? 69, 79, 89, or 99? All right, those are your weird facts. Multiple choice questions. Hopefully you had some fun trying to figure those out. We'll be right back to see how many you got right with the answers in just a second. Weird facts. Here's a weird fact about me. I am afraid of doors that open towards me. That's right. I've said it before in the podcast, and I'll say it again. If a door is set to open towards me and I can't see through the door, I'm always terrified that I'm going to reach for the doorknob and someone's going to run and push the door open and smash my hand. It's a very weird fear, but I don't know where it comes from. So there you go. Weird fact about me. Number 1. The Boss of the Plains was a type of hat, pistol, tractor, or locomotive. The Boss of the Plains is a type of hat. And I think in the movie Cool Hand Luke, the guy that's in charge of the prisoners is probably wearing a Boss of the Plains hat, if I had to picture one in my head, but maybe he's just wearing a cowboy hat. I forget. Number 2, a camel's hump contains mostly water, fat, bone, or air. The answer is fat. We are told as kids that there is water in that hump, so I bet a lot of people would think that the answer was water, but mostly is the key word there, and mostly what's in that hump is fat. Number 3, which of the following companies is not a trademark name? Spandex, Pyrex, Windex, or Rolodex? The answer is Spandex. That's interesting. I don't know what that really means to be trademarked, or like, you know, like if Spandex is not trademarked, can anyone use that for anything? I guess that's what that means, right? Pyrex, I know, is cookware and stuff. Windex, the spray for your windows. Rolodex, I thought was just like the name of that thing that held phone numbers, but I guess that was a brand and a company that made the thing that holds phone numbers, like in the 70s and 80s. Those are kind of extinct now. Does anyone have a Rolodex anymore? Number 4. Blondie's Call Me was the theme song to what Richard Gere film? The answer was American Gigolo. In the early 80s, it might have been 1980, American Gigolo, which is what I do secretly for extra money when I'm not hosting trivia. Number 5, what is Tiger Woods' actual first name? It is Eldrick, not Elmer, Eldridge, or Elroy, because he is not part of the Jetson family with Elroy, but it is Eldrick, E-L-D-R-I-C. Okay. Number 6, what computer software company introduced the first PostScript language for graphics and text? The answer was Adobe, amongst Apple, IBM, and Lotus. Don't really even know what Lotus is, but Adobe was your answer. Number 7, Charles Darwin's editor said, "No one likes the origin of the species. It's too obscure. Instead, you should write a book about pigeons." That's ridiculous, right? Pigeons, bricks, farms, umbrellas. He said, you should write a book about pigeons. Everyone's wondering about pigeons. Number 8, in the 1950s, 3D films were known as deepies. Let's go see a couple of deepies at the Double Feature Drive-In. Number 8, not creepfests, in-depthers, or funky visions, but I had fun coming up with those fake answers for you. Number 9, the word school comes from the ancient Greek for free time. Your first choice there, not work day, lunch, or exodus, but free time, which is oxymoronic when you think about being locked up in a school all day. Number 10, a lethal dose of chocolate for a human would be how many Hershey's bars? The answer was 40 Hershey's bars. I feel like I've eaten 2 or 3 at one time, no problem. So I guess 37 more could kill me. And the bonus for 2 points, how old did Elizabeth Taylor live to be? She was not 69, not 89, not 99, but 79 years old, Elizabeth Taylor. Those were your answers to the weird facts today, guys. And I hope you got some in your head to go tell somebody by the water cooler at work or something. Just be like, hey, did you know that camel's hump, mostly fat? And then you just wink at them and walk away. That's how you make friends, everybody. You just wink at them and say weird facts and walk away. Thanks for listening to this episode. Leave me an iTunes review if you do that kind of thing or you haven't done it before. Go leave me a nice iTunes review on what you like about the show. That would be super helpful to get more eyes on it. And if you play live trivia with me, I'd love for you to go to Yelp and find Trivia with Buds on there and leave me a live review of my live nights. That would be super helpful as well. We're up to 97 of those, and it fluctuates. Yelp does like a filtering system, so sometimes I have 100, sometimes I have like 98, and I'd love to get back above 100. So leave me a Yelp review if you played live trivia with me. Guys, there's tons of special events and cool things coming up, like a Harry Potter show in Upland, California on May 31st, banner at the top of my website. You should go there, triviawithbuds.com, and find out all about me, where I'll be, and all the fun that I'm providing for you, the pop culture lovers all around the world. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.